PAC backing Elizabeth Warren will place ad buys for March 10 primaries. By Hannah Blow on March 4, 2020. A super PAC backing Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA presidential bid is not placing ad buys ahead of the March 10 primaries following the presidential hopeful's abysmal Super Tuesday performance. Six more states, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington, will hold their respective primaries on March 10. The super PAC that spent roughly $12 million on Warren ahead of Super Tuesday is not planning to place any ad buys for the presidential hopeful ahead of those contests, according to Politico. What is more, Warren apparently does not have any events planned until Friday. The super PAC that provided over $12 million in air cover to Warren ahead of Super Tuesday also has said it is not placing ad buys for March 10. Warren herself has no public events planned until Friday. Perhaps anticipating that the night would go poorly, she did not give a traditional election night speech but rather held a regular town hall in Detroit, which votes next week, just as results began to roll in. She hardly mentioned the elections happening Tuesday. The PAC's support did little to assist Warren, as she even failed to win her home state, coming in third place. Warren has defended her decision to allow PACs to support her, even though it contradicts her calls to get big money out of politics. If all the candidates want to get rid of super PACs, count me in. I'll lead the charge. But that's how it has to be. It can't be the case that a bunch of people keep them and only one or two don't, the Massachusetts Democrat told reporters last month. The PAC's decision follows a disappointing night for Warren, whose campaign predicted that she would come out of Super Tuesday with a sizable delegate haul. The most recent results show Warren standing with just 50 delegates. Her campaign manager, Roger Lau, provided a fail-safe in the Medium post penned ahead of Super Tuesday, leaving the door open for Warren to remain in the race, even in the event of a terrible Super Tuesday showing. But as the dust settles after March 3, the reality of this race will be clear. No candidate will likely have a path to the majority of delegates needed to win an outright claim to the Democratic nomination, he wrote. In the road to the nomination, the Wisconsin primary is halftime, and the convention in Milwaukee is the final play, he added, suggesting Warren is in the race for the long haul. Indeed, she is not showing any signs of dropping out of the race, scheduling a Saturday town hall event in Mesa, Arizona.